I think Graham Couch, opinion maker, Lansing State Journal, also Couch in the Roo podcast, a co-host, wanted to get his thoughts on the first spring of Coach Smith as the man in charge of Michigan State football. And Graham is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good. From when he was introduced to where we are today on the eve of their spring showcase tomorrow at Spartan Stadium in East Lansing, what are your thoughts on Coach Smith?
Yeah, well, there are a couple things I think he's done well. You know, it's hard to know, right? I mean, they haven't played a game. They've had spring practice, mostly behind closed doors. But I think the thing that so far, the guys who stuck around, some of the bigger recruits of the Mel Tucker era included on defense, and some of their buy-in, and how they've gone about getting that buy-in from those players, I think has been important. Now, obviously, the transfer portal just opened up last week. We'll see if all this sticks when, you know, after the spring game and everything. But there's a lot of guys who appreciated the harsh analysis of their own games. There are a lot of guys who kind of went through it last year and were welcoming to that. And so I think they've got some decent buy-in right now. Now, we'll see how that sticks. And I think, you know, the vibes are usually good when you have a new coach. But it's the returning guys who were key guys or supposed to be key guys that I think I'm watching most, and so far things have been good with them.
Everything from a distance, and I know there are no games played until we get to the fall, but just the way he's handled everything, I like it. I like how quick he moved on his staff. I like how he brought some of the key pieces of his offense, his style, to East Lansing that I think will help this team be much better than people will think and come out of the box strong, which will create a wave of support for Coach Smith. So, yeah, again, you got to deal with what you have as a roster. You can add to it through the portal, obviously recruiting. But I would say, you know, based on where they were prior to his hiring, Michigan State football is in a pretty darn good spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're in about as good a spot as they could be. Right. The most impressive thing that he did to me was those initial 4 weeks where – you're trying to hire a staff, and you're trying to land your first recruiting class, and you're dealing with the transfer portal. I thought that was a really well-done first month, and that's a hard month and probably too hard in college football. They probably need to move the high school football signing day back to February. But, I think there's nothing that stands out right now that you say, boy, that's a red flag, or that doesn't look great. I mean, it may not look great this year on the field. We'll see. I tend to think their defense is going to be pretty okay, at least. And I think their offense could be a work in progress. I think that, you know, they're introducing an entirely new offense, that the receivers and everybody and the blocking schemes up front, and, you know, and that's an area where there wasn't an overabundance of talent to begin with. And so I think that could be a place where you have growing pains in year one, but that's to be expected. The thing with a new coach is what you want is competence and promise. And you know, you can do that and have a season that's sort of in the middle.
Yeah, and that season in the middle, Aiden Childs, from some people connected to, you know, Michigan State football, former players who have been at practices or been to some practices, I'm looking at the Big Ten, and I'm looking at a conference where I'm trying to go down the checklist of returning stud QBs. I start there, high school league, you know, NFL, you name it, college football. Do you have a quarterback coming back? That usually dictates if you're going to be in the hunt. And I'm not saying they're in the hunt for the Big Ten title, but in terms of maybe having the best quarterback by the time the season ends, that it could be Aiden Childs.
Yeah, I mean, he was, you know, he's a first-year starter this year. He's a true sophomore. And so those are things to consider. Like, you know, I mean, I think he's got a lot of talent. He's obviously a true dual threat guy. But quarterback is a position that's also largely based on reps, you know. And so I don't know. I don't know what are fair expectations. I know expectations will be high. People are excited about him. I don't know that if in year one, it's possible he'll be fantastic. But it also could be, you know, quarterbacks are also made by the decisions they make and, you know, the playmakers around them. And so it'll be interesting to see how quickly it comes together for them.
Where's the NIL situation for Coach Smith of Michigan State football compared to what Izzo has? And again, you got less numbers on a basketball roster at MSU. But in terms of NIL money, where they can compete for players, and I'm talking college football recruits and portal guys, where's Michigan State on that level?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's in transition. I mean, I think it's a level where they have some committed people with major money, and that's good. I mean, Greg Williams is, has loads and loads of money. You know, you're talking about a billionaire here. And he is now in charge of the collective Spartan Nation NIL that'll, be in charge of football and men's basketball and some other sports. There's another collective that I think is really, has 11 other sports that's more donor driven and has a charitable component. But the question is, can you raise and are you willing to put in, 11 to 15 million a year or whatever it's going to cost you and to have a competitive football program? And I think even this next year, the things they promised, and it's cost a lot. I don't know. I know that was, from what I've heard, that the bill that was due this spring, and guys have stuck in the program, so I'm guessing some of those guys have been taken care of okay. But SD4L, which had been the previous collective, is no more as a collective, and that was always going to be the case, I think, once they pulled out on the team late last September. It's still to be seen whether there is the will among the top donors and the donors underneath them, and whether they can get a machine going, and whether this is the wave of the future exactly as is. There's going to be some component of it, though. And so, I'm not sure if Michigan State is a place, unless it's billionaires really just want to do it, that can do that kind of money annually. But we're going to find out.
So in terms of Coach Smith of Michigan State football, and you mentioned, some of the other sports, another collective based on donors, how does it work for NIL money for Izzo to get recruits and also keep players?
Yeah, well, so Izzo's got it. He's got a little different deal in the sense that, as long as Izzo's there, I think Ishbia and St. Andre and Williams, these guys are committed. They want to be in the Izzo business. And, they've got several million that he's got as a payroll, and so it's a good deal. Now that number keeps going up everywhere. You look at the numbers you're hearing in Indiana right now, as their roster may get to 7 million next year in basketball, and this is where the blue bloods truly have an advantage to being old school blue bloods. A place like Indiana is desperate to win again, and they don't care about football like they care about basketball. And their old money is going to give the football or the basketball to whatever degree they need to. And you see them, reports of more than $1 million at least is being asked for Omar Ballo, the transfer center out of Arizona, who averaged 12 and 10 a game. Good player. But if you bring that into your locker room and he's making double what your next best player is or your leading scorer is slated to make next year or something like that, how does that play? I think it's a delicate, tricky situation. Michigan State has some advantages. Other places don't. They've been able to keep guys and not depend on the portal. Some would say, not enough. They haven't gone into the portal, but they don't need to go in and buy 3, 4, 5 guys every year. You look at Indiana and Illinois, places where you're in the sort of the basketball belt of America, and places that are basketball schools first, truly basketball schools first, where you have desperate donor bases and fan bases. Those are the schools that have an advantage. Michigan State's up there in the Big Ten, but it's not the top.
Graham Couch, opinion maker, Lansing State Journal, also a co-host on Couch in the Roo podcast. You can find wherever you download podcasts. Joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan, talking about Michigan State's spring football game. They're calling it the Showcase tomorrow at Spartan Stadium. Gates open at 12:15, 2 o'clock. Everything will get started in EL. You can follow all the spring showcase action with Lansing State Journal and Couch in the Roo podcast. Graham, always good to hear your voice. Enjoy the weekend.
Sounds great. Talk to you soon, Bill.
All right, Graham Couch checking in.